My sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur. We were discussing the shaila of whether you have to go from city to city in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. This is based on the tshuva of the great Dvar Yehoshua, Hagon Rabbi Yehoshua Menachem Mendel Ehrenberg, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Lebracha. We're in Oz Beis and Simon Aleph and Chelek Aleph of the Dvar Yehoshua. We saw the raya of the Chai Adam. The Chai Adam wanted to bring a raya that you don't have to go from city to city, because the Mishnah and Gemara at the end of Rosh Hashanah talk about a case where you have one city where they're saying the brachas, they're davening, they're saying machis, zichronis, and shofars on Rosh Hashanah, and you have another city where they're blowing shofar. Which city should you go to? So how do you have a mitzias where there's one city that only has a shofar and one city that only has brachas, and therefore you have to choose which city to go to, either be yotze with tefillah with the shliach tzibur in the city with the tefillahs, or be yotze with the one blowing the shofar in the city with the brachas, or with the shofar? Why aren't they all combining? Meaning the people with the, which is more important? Obviously, the Gemara says, Mishnah says, go to the place with the shofar. So why don't the people with the who are only saying brachas go to the place of the shofar? We're talking about a third party saying, which place should I go to? But why aren't the people who are only saying the brachos in that town, why aren't they going to the place where there's a shofar? It must be, you don't have to go from city to city. That's his raya. So this raya is rejected by the Dvar Yehoshua. He says, no, maybe we're talking about a mitzias where not everybody can go. In a chinami, almost everybody has to go. But maybe you have 10 people who are old and firm and they're unable to go, but everybody else is going. Or maybe you need people to stay back in order to protect the town. Otherwise, the people are going to come and loot. So that's Shchiyah Chazeka, you wouldn't have to go. Is it true about this in the Tashbitz and Chelek Aleph Siman Gimel? Here the Torah has a special Haftacha, that if you leave and you do a Lila Regel, nobody's going to touch your stuff. You'll be fine. But otherwise, you don't have to lose all your money and empty out your town, and then people are just going to come in and loot your homes. And like we have in the last few months, we've seen a lot of looting. So you wouldn't have to go. So here they leave people back in the city in order to protect it. So that's how they still have a minion left. But otherwise, an individual would have to go. If there's no ones, if there's no shchiyah chazeka. And adarabba, from there would seem to be an opposite raya, because it says you have two cities, one they're blowing, and one they're saying the brachas. Which one should you go to? So you see, they have to go to one of the two. It doesn't look like it's an eitz tov, it's telling you it's nice to go. It's laudable to go. It seems like you have to go. So that would be a raya that you have to go from city to city in order to be mekayim a mitzvah. There's another ha'ara from the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Megillah, Halacha Aleph. So writes the Ran that the reason the kfarim are makdim liyom ha'knisa is because l'fi shebo miskansin b'nei ha'kfarim la'yaros likur b'torek et ha'kanas Ezra. You know why kfarim are makdim? They read on Yom HaKnisa on Monday and Thursday before Yudalit of Nisa of Adar. It's because that's when they would go in to the cities to read the Torah, like the Takana of Ezra, that they would read the Torah on Monday and Thursday. So we see that the Bnei HaKfarim have to uproot from their homes and go to the city in order to be Mekayim Takanas Ezra, to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. And certainly in Mitzvah Daraisa, they have to uproot. So you see a Raya L'chora that you have to go from city to city to be Mekayim and Mitzvah, because they were going from their villages in order to the city in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So you see, you have to go from city to city in order to do a mitzvah. However, there's a Tosis in Yevamos, Yadalet Amud Aleph, who says that the Bnei HaKfarim would read in Yom HaKnisa in the Kfarim, not in the Ayaros. And the Kriyas HaTorah was also in the Kfarim. They didn't go to the Ayaros. So according to Tosfos, there's no Raya from here. They weren't going anywhere. But according to the Rush says no. They would go to the city to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So that lechor would be a raya that you would have to go from city to city. And the Dvar Yehoshua is mefalpel in this a little bit. You can look there. And al kopanim, what comes out is that we have a possible raya from Kriyas HaTorah, from the Ran, the way the Ran understands it. The Yerushalmi, Tosis rejects that. Says they didn't go from city to city, but the Ran and Yerushalmi say they'd go from city to city here, Kriyas HaTorah. And the fact that the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah and the Mishnah that say that They would go from when you have a choice what to do, Kriyas HaTorah, a tefillah, a proper tefillah, or Tkiyas Shofar. Do you have to go from city to city to hear the shofar? Says Dacharaya that you have to go from city to city in order to be Mekayim a mitzvah. So, O Dikala Mirma, this is now an Os Dalet in the Tshuva. We have a stira of Divrei HaMagen Avram Ahadodi. Shekasev B'Simen Tof Reish Mem Sof Si'if Katan Vav Sof Si'if Katan Tez Vav. Vimu besade, afilu kol yemei achag, ein sarach leturach v'lasas sham sukkah. That if a person is in the field, afilu kol yemei achag, that the Magen Avram writes, that if a person in the field feel quite mechag, ain't tzorach l'torach l'asam sukkah, you don't have to make a sukkah. G'disa b'gemara reish mem zayin, like the ain't sham yishuv. As it says in the Gemara, at the beginning of daf mem zayin, that there's no yishuv. What does this mean? There's no yishuv. So that's what the Magen Avram says. Again, we're going to ask a kasha from the Magen Avram and the Magen Avram. So the Sefer Machtzis HaShekel explains the Magen Avram, and in the Sefer Yad Ephraim, they explain that the Magen Avram is referring to the Gemara in Mem Zayin, that Rav Huna Bar Bizna v'chol gadol yador lo yoshvu b'sukkah kol yemei achag. That they didn't sit in the sukkah all the holiday. It says there at the top of the page, Rav Huna Bar Bizna, V'chol Gadol Ador, Iklu B'sukkah B'Shmini, Safik Shvi, Mesev Hava Yosve, Brucha Lo Brachin, Bruche. They sat in the sukkah, they found the sukkah on the eighth day, which is Safek Shvi, Safek Adiyoma, and they sat in it and they didn't make a bracha. And the Gemara says, maybe the reason they didn't make a bracha is because they hold that if you make a bracha on Yom Tov Rishon, you don't make another bracha. The Gemara says, no, Gemiri, the Maisa was, Dime Efer Ka'asu, Shehad, they were in the field, in the place where the animals were grazing, they didn't have a sukkah. And they only came to town on the eighth day and they sat in the sukkah and they didn't make a bracha. So from here the Magen Avram says, Imu basada, filu koi me'achag, you don't have to be torech to make a sukkah, like we see in the Gemara there in sukkah. And it's mashma, the Magen Avram is learning that even though they could have made a sukkah had they taken the trouble to do so, they were still pater. Kev in Shiloh HaYosham Yishuv. There was nothing settled there. There wasn't any place to have any regular sukkah. So therefore they were pater from sukkah. L'chora tamua. So in this, ask the Dvar Yehoshua, I don't understand. My mashma adarabba mashma shleichol masa sukkah klal. Shrafilu sukkah sroim shadarkam shalaroim lasa sukkah leishiv besechem bnei ashrab lo hayolahem. Bestam lo yecholim lasos. Tosus there says they didn't even have a sukkah sroim. What's a sukkah sroim? It's a sukkah, it's a hut made by the shepherds that to shield them from the sun. So the Yad Ephraim learns that they didn't have a sukkah sroim, but they could have made their own sukkah. And the Dvar Yehoshua says, if there was no sukkah sroim there, it's mashma, they couldn't have made a sukkah at all. Because if there's no sukkah, how could they not have a sukkah seroim? A sukkah seroim is there for their protection, for their comfort. There's a lot of humidity there. Very, very hot. What did Yogi Berra once say? If it ain't the heat that'll get you, it's the humility. So there was no humidity. It was very, very hot. And they didn't even have a sukkah seroim. So mistama, they couldn't make a regular sukkah either. They didn't even have a sukkah of the grazers. They didn't even have such a sukkah. Why not? Why didn't they have such a sukkah? The answer is because obviously it wasn't a place where it was mamish and onus gomer. They couldn't make a sukkah at all, and therefore they didn't have any type of sukkah. So if that's true, then from here you don't have a raya that you don't have to be Torech. You do have to be Torech. They were just in a matzav where a tircha wouldn't have helped. It was onus gamur. Those who learn sukkah remember that in Daf Ches Amud Beis, the Gemara talks about a sukkah's rakbash. A rakbash is a sukkah's roim, sukkah's kaitzim, sukkah's burgenon, sukkah's shomri peris, the rosh etavis, it's kosher. So they didn't have such a sukkah, and they didn't have, and they couldn't make themselves any type of sukkah. So don't bring me a raya from there. Akopanim ain raya shayacholim lasses. Now the Gad Ephraim wanted to say that they didn't have a Tosa says they didn't even have a sukkah seroim, but they could have made their own sukkah. That's the Yad Ephraim says. They didn't have a sukkah seroim, but they could have made, if they would have done a tircha, they could have made their own sukkah. And the Dvar Yoshua says mapitom, if they didn't have a sukkah seroim, it's mashman, they could have made their own sukkah. So here there's no raya for anything. There was onus gamur. And therefore, what does the Magen Avraham say? The Magen Avraham says that imu basada kofil koyim echag, you don't have to be torech lasses sham sukkah. If you're in the field, you don't have to be torech to make a sukkah. So now we're saying you do have to be torech. There's no raya from the Gemara over there. So what does the Magen Avraham mean? Chenerlani is daiti the Magen Avraham diktek mikoch ma shehevi sham bereish tvarav. Shem Orchus Chaim, Shehoche B'Kfarim Yechmiru, Lashuv L'Batem Im Ein Shams Im Ein Sukkah Ba'Oso Ha'ir. Umefarish Shem Agen Avram Sham, Dekeim Ede Medina Chayavim Lashuv Sham Sukkah, Im Ein Osim Chayavim Lashuv L'Batem Ein Sham. Yenken Inem Adegam B'Sada She'ein Yishuv Chayavim Lashuv Sukkah. V'Hani Gedol Yadro Lo'yuchlu Lashuv Kasha Amai Lo Shav L'Batem L'Kayim Itzis Sukkah. El al karchach de bemakom shein yishuv pturim milasas sukkah. So where does the Magen Avraham get it from? He's medaktik. He brings there from the Orchus Chaim that people who go in the villages should really come home before sukkahs if there's going to be no sukkah in that place. And the Magen Avraham explains that since Medina, they're obligated to make a sukkah there. If they don't make a sukkah there, then they have to come home. Ayin sham the Magen Avraham. And if so, if we say that even in a field where there's no yishuv, they have to make a sukkah, and these Gedolei Hador didn't build a sukkah, it's difficult to understand. Why didn't they go home? If in a sada, just like in the kfarim, you have to make a sukkah, and if you don't make a sukkah, you're chayiv to go home. So why didn't these rabbis who were in the sada, why didn't they go home? Why did they stay in the field and not make the sukkah? So it must be, we're compelled to say, Dibimakom she'ein yishuv, that if there's no settlement of people, you're pater from sukkah. And the Me'iri in sukkah and 26a also proves from these Gedolei Hador, like the Magen Avraham, if it's a place of no yishuv, you're pater from sukkah. Me'ata. So now, kimt for the shaylo. Yo, now we have a question. L'fi divrei ha-magen Avraham ha-nal, de-be-ein tzitzis bi-iro, ein tzarech lachzer achreihem, that if you don't have tzitzis in your city, you don't have to go after them, like we saw in the previous shir, that if you don't have tzitzis in your city, you have a four-corner garment, but you don't have strings. So you don't have to go to a different city in order to get strings. Ma raya mehani gedole ador. What's the raya from these gedolim? Debein yishuv pater milasa sukkah. That if there's no settlement, you're pater for making a sukkah. Hayesh loimar de la oilam chayiv. Really, you can say that really you're chayiv to build a sukkah. V'hadolo asu mishim shlo yicholim lasa sukkah ksheiro. No. Really. Really, you're chayiv. Really, you're chayiv to build a sukkah. And that they didn't build a sukkah is because they couldn't make a sukkah ksheira. V'hadil al-shavilu batehem. Oh, l'makom shuchu lasos, hainu time l'kumsh kol shein sukkah matzu b'makomo. Ain't sarach l'chazer acharekom otzitzis. So it's hard now to understand the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham wants to bring a raya that if there's no settlement there, you're pater for making a sukkah. No. Maybe you're really chayev to build a sukkah. And the reason they didn't build a sukkah is because there just wasn't any means there to build a sukkah. They didn't have the necessary materials to build a sukkah. And why didn't they go back home or to a different place? Because there was no sukkah there, and you don't have to go to a different place to be mekayim a mitzvah, as the Magen Avraham says in Hilchos Tzitzis. V'ikashia mikol makom amai hani gedolei hador shechsidim hayu lama lo echnisu atzman lidei chiyuv. So wait a second, so you're right, they're not obligated to. They're not obligated to go from town to town. So first of all, we have a kasha now. Because if Magen Avraham really holds you don't have to go from city to city, then he has no raya from these gedolei hador. There's no raya that in a sada you're not obligated to. You are obligated to. They're talking about a case where, that Gemara is talking about a case where they were unable to, and according to the Magen Avraham, you don't have to go from city to city. But normally, you would have to make a build a sukkah in a sada. You just don't. They didn't have the materials to do so, and the Magen Avraham says you don't have to go from city to city. To mekayim a mitzvah, so then you're going to ask me, wait a second, why did these gedolei hador who were chassidim, why weren't they machnas themselves to a chiyuv? Why didn't they put themselves in a situation where they're obligated? So this is difficult, even if we say that. Since they were not b'makom yishuv, they were pater. Whether you say they're chayev or pater, now we're saying that if they're not b'makom yishuv, really, you could say they're chayev. And the reason they didn't build a sukkah is because they just didn't have the materials to do so. But even if you say that if you're not in a makom yishuv, you're pater, it's also shver. It's the Magen Avraham's right. The Magen Avraham wants to say that you see that if you're not in a makom yishuv, you're pater. Okay, but why didn't they go to the other town to do what they were chassidim? Why weren't they machnas themselves to a chiyuv? V'alkein tzarech lomar, kevan de'ein ze chiyuv el reshus, afal pishim mitzvah, shari levat le reshul shum tzarech. Kom ut filas arvis leman domar reshus, ayin shabbos daf yir amit beiz, toiz tisham di urmatzke leman domar. V'achinam elem tzarech b'shul mirah behemus lios pe'efer, v'lefikach lo kapidu lachmitz, lachnas atzim ledei chiyuv. It's very simple. That when you're in a case where it's only a reshus and it's not a chiyuv, if you have a good excuse, a good reason, then you're allowed to be mevatel the mitzvah, even if you're a chassid and an anshei ma'isa. Very interesting idea here, that when we're dealing with v'divrei rishus, yes, you should be machnas yourself to a chiyuv, you should put yourself in a situation where you're going to be mekayim the mitzvah. But if you have a good reason not to, just like tefillas arvis is rishus, what does that mean? You should really daven ma'ariv. But if you have a good reason not to, then you don't have to. So it's interesting, at the beginning of the tshuva, the Dvar Yehoshua says that he didn't have svarim in front of him. Or he was mechusar svarim. So I don't know what that means, if he had no svarim or if he had very few svarim, but apparently he didn't have a shas, because he quotes Shabbos Yud Amud Beis, it's actually Shabbos Tes Amud Beis, and that makes it more remarkable, because for this man to go on like he's going in this tshuva without even a gemara in front of him, a set of shas, and certainly not all the other svarim, is just absolutely mind-boggling. Al kopanim, that's what Tosa says there in the Mandam or Tefilas Arvus or Shuslamach, b'chinam lei, that if there's shum tzorech b'levatali, you shouldn't stambi mevatal ma'ariv. But if you have some type of tzorech, you're allowed to be mevatal ma'ariv. So here also, if you have some type of tzorech, then you don't have to be machnis yourself into a chiyuv. So in order to explain the Magen Avraham, the Dvar Yehoshua writes as follows. Dinei HaPrima Gadim Kosev Tamo Shel HaMagen Avraham Gabi Tzitzis. The Prima Gadim explains the Magen Avraham regarding Tzitzis, that the reason you don't have to go to a different city is Mishum Dehavalei Onus, because he's an Onus. V'tzarech Bir Ma Onu Onus Huzeh. What type of Onus is this? What type of extenuating circumstances is this that he can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah? He can go to a different city and be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So how can you say it's Onas if he can go to a different city? It's not the walking that's Be'onas. The Onas is that he doesn't have. Those are the extenuating circumstances that the Magen Avraham, that the Prima Gadim is referring to. The onus is that he doesn't have. Elishim yachol es salek mimenu ha-onus bekal. But if he can remove the onus easily, gonim yachol limtzo be'iro, like he can find in his city, lo chashev ma'she'en lo la'onus. It's not considered that he doesn't have an onus. In other words, if you don't have, that's onus. Just if you can remove the onus easily, what's remove the onus easily? That you live in the five towns. And in your home, you don't have strings, but you have a four-corner garment. So you go to Central Avenue. They have a Judaica store there. And I know because I've been there. I assume it's still there. I was there many years ago. Then you go to the local Judaica store, wherever you live. If you live in Teaneck, they have a Judaica store there. If you live in any, most Jewish neighborhoods have Judaica stores, firm neighborhoods. So you go to the local store, and especially today, you order on Amazon. So it's a tircha kala. Not a big deal. It's in your city, so you don't have to make a tircha. So avadi, you have to make the mitzvah. You have to remove this onus. Mashenken kishenu yochol l'salik onus elaydei she yitriach atzmo biyoser. Mashenken, if you can only be misalik the onus when you're matriach yourself very much, v'yelech liracheres. You don't have to remove the onus. So the onus is that you don't have the tzitzis. And just the question is it easy to remove the onus? If it's easy to remove the onus, then you have to do it. What does it mean, easy to remove the onus? If it's local, but if it means going to a different city, you can remain an onus. And such a distinction you'll make, you'll find in Yoridei and Simon Reish Lamed Beis, Sif Yud Beis, in the Ramah, in the name of the Rivash, V'ein Kana Mokum L'Harich. He says, look there, and you see a similar idea. That the onus is that you don't have it. That already is considered an onus, that it's not available to you. And then there's a chiluk. If you can remove the onus easily, then do it. And if not, not. In other words, it's not onus that imams can't do the mitzvah, just go to the other city. But no, no, no. That's not the onus, that it's in the other city. The onus is that you don't have it. So I don't have it, I don't have it, I'm onus. The only thing is, I can remove this onus by going to a different. I can remove this onus by getting it, leaving my house and going to get what this mitzvah item. So if it's in the same city, I have to go, and if it's outside the city, I don't have to go, and I can remain in my state of onus. And here, the Dvar Yehoshua goes into a very long analysis of the Gemara in Maseches Pesachim that talks about Derech Rechoka, which is very kedai to learn. But I don't want to lose my Olam, so I'm going to skip the analysis and go to Os Vav. And he writes, L'chein nir d'lochiyav ha'tara l'adam ba'siyas mitzvah ala b'yachal lasus b'litir ch'yaseira m'masha osu mitzvah tzarech ba. Avim yavshar lasu l'nken yatrich ba yoyser m'masha b'derech al mitzvah zut tzricha l'tircha ha'bele ke'enu yachal lasu osu b'dami la'ones d'rachman ha'patrei. The Torah, he says, yisod in mitzvahs. The Torah only obligated you to be mekayim mitzvahs if you could do without extra tircha. Without extra tircha that the mitzvah normally requires. The mitzvah normally requires X amount of tircha. That's what you have to do. But if it's going to be too much of a tircha, you don't have to do the mitzvah. And that's like ones. Chai gavna, kasev mishnah brura, simetav resh nun vav, bivir halacha, dibra maskal afil mitzvah veres, tuchol shetzarech lahotzi al mitzvah yosem richtei shovya, haragil ones huvelo mechuyev. That even a mitzvah veres, if you have to pay more than it normally costs, that's considered onus. He's not mechuyev. He brings raya. He brings rayas. V'afshe kasev de mistimus aposkim lo mashmaken yeshlomer dafka mamon shibirchas Hashem. So he says from stimus divrei aposkim, it's not mashma that way, but that's dafka mamon, which is the blessing of God. But tircha lo. But you don't have to make an extra tircha. You have to make a normal tircha for this mitzvah. It's going to be too much. You're not obligated. That's like onus. Like we see in Abayin, Sukkalamid Beis Amid Beis, Toysivam is Beis Amid Aleph, Dir Masalach Hasishto, that there's certain things not considered Darchei Noam. It's not pleasantness. And if it's Tircha Yaser, it's not Darchei Noam. And that's not what the Torah intended. And therefore, if you can reach Yerushalayim in a normal way, by foot, and Shecht your Pesach on time, then you're chayiv. But if the only way you can get there is if you go on horses, like the Gemara talks about in Psachim, in the Tzaddiks, Tzaddi Dalit, the only way you're going to get there is if you go on a really fast horse, you're not chayiv to do so. Because you don't have to take extra special tircha, you only have to do the mitzvah in the normal way. And then he's marich more about this sugya. And then he writes, "V'nachzor l'nyaneinu." This is now os tes. V'achar advaram eila yuvan shapir time of the milsa shekasa magen Avram hanal. Now mekan freshtein v'zok the magen Avram. Shim ein sitis mitzuyin be'iroi afal pish mitzuyin be'ir acheres pater. Why? Mishim dehavalei anus. And if you don't have tzitzis in your city, even though they're in a different city, you're pater. Why? Because you're considered honest. The kamosha biarnu, the mishay b'derech rechoka, pater me'asiyas ha-pesach. If you're b'derech rechoka, you're pater from the Pesach because you're honest. You can't get to Yerushalayim on time. Even though you could run full speed, you can get horses. Ho'va pirov yochal lasas ha-pesach ha-idei she'elich b'nacha, since normally you can do the Pesach when you walk at a regular speed. Lo chiyavto Torah yoser. The Torah didn't obligate you more. Hachanami. Kevin da al pi rov. Yochel adam limtzo tzitzis be'ir. Shekachu yisod shel kol ir ve'ir. Sheinim tzom b'kol ma shetzorech lan she'ir. Again, the Torah talks, there's a chidush harim like that. In the Simen Yadala that Horace Nassan always quotes. The Torah is talking about normal cases. The Torah is talking about normalcy. So, you're only obligated when you have a normal city. In a normal city, you can be mekayim your mitzvahs. And if in this city you don't have what you want to do in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, the Torah didn't obligate you more. The Jews usually live bunched together. We do that for a reason, right? Because we want to have all of our religious needs fulfilled and met. So the Torah only obligated you to stay in town to do your mitzvah. The Torah didn't obligate you to go out of town. Is one of the Mefarshim on the Torah explains, I heard this from the Tolna Rebbe many years ago, that the Aron was made of of gold, but it was wood inside. Gold, wood, gold. Wood. Asu Aron Atse Shitim, Amasai Machetzi Arkham, Machetzi Rachbo, etc. Vitsi Pisa, Oso Zahav Tari Baisim Chutz Titzapenu. Gold, wood, gold. So if that's the case, then why don't you just make the whole thing gold? Why is it Atse Shitim? So the answer is maybe it's the Barbanel, one of the Mepharshim, one of the classical Mepharshim. He says because it would make it too heavy. And Torah is not supposed to be too heavy. So it's a big yisod. You don't want to make Torah too heavy. So to go to a different city, that's already too heavy. And that's not what the, that's not the intention of the Torah. So Hachanami came in Alpi Rov, Yochal Adam Limso, Tzitzis Bir. Normally there are Tzitzis in the city. Shekachu Yisod, Shekul Ir V'Ir, Shinu Tzamba, Kol Mashinitzach Anshir. That's the foundation of every city, that people in the city should have what they need, in order they shouldn't have to go to a different city. Mistama, the Torah wasn't mechayiv that you should be matriach yourself, trouble yourself to go to a different city, and therefore your anus al guf achiyuv. She asked tzitzis lebigdo. Your anus on this chiyuv to make tzitzis. Because you don't have tzitzis in your city, and you're not obligated to go to a different city to be misalek the onus. Achze dafka. Achze dafka. Im mash ein hat sitis mitsuyim beiro hu bemikre. So that's all if that there are no sitis in your city bemikre. So that's begeder ones. But let's say there are no sitis in the city because of pshia. It wasn't just by chance. People are just negligent. Or lechatchila, a person goes to live in a city where there's no sitis. He goes to live in, you know, where there are no Jews. There's no Jewish life. There's no Jewish. So there you can't say, oh, I'm honest. No, you put yourself into this state of onus. Either because of your pshir, you want to live there lechatchila. That's not considered onus. That's the famous Chalkas Mechoykek and Simen Mem, Sifkat 9 Zayin, in the name of the Ramban. And sorry, it's the Chuvas HaMarit, B'Simen Chof Aleph. The onus lo mikri alek shabalo bal korcho. Avalim hu soyvev, onus al atzmoy. Ratzon gomru vaday, ratzon gomru. Vade mechuyev ulas is called tatzdigi l'salik onus me'olav. You now that are bringing onus upon yourself, that's considered ratzon, and you have to remove. You have to do everything you can to remove the onus. Veish lefalpil b'zeh b'din tchilasa b'pshia b'soifa b'onus. So you can be mefalpil. You can discuss, go back and forth. Zin tchilasa b'pshia soifa b'onus. So that's a whole sugya which we're not going to get into. Ein kan makomo. Omeilo koshem akshek sheisim. Therefore, it's not sure what I ask. In Mashiachicha Magen Avram Bilcha Sukkah, the Makom Shein Yishev Ain Tzarach La'asas Sukkah. Dilma Tam De Gedolei Hador Lo Asu Mishim Shein Tzarach Le'elich Al Makom Acher. So we asked, what's the raya that if there's no settlement there, you don't have to make a sukkah? Maybe Lefi the Havan of the Magen Avram, the reason they didn't write tzitzis, the reason they didn't make a sukkah, is because you don't have to go to a different place. They didn't have the materials there, and you're not mechayiv. You're not mechuyiv to go to a different place to build to be mechayiv mitzvah sukkah. The ze'eino, it's not true. Why? They would have had to be build a sukkah. They would have had to be misalik the onus because they went lechatchila to a place where there was no sukkah. If not for the fact that in a sukkah, in a sada, you must be patur legamrei. So now we understand the raya of the Magen Avraham. You know how he knows that in a sada, that in a field, you're completely pater? Because otherwise, these gedolim would have gone to a different town to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah. Even if they didn't have the materials there, they would have gone to a different place. Because they're chayiv to do so. Because they went lechatchila to a place where there's no sukkah. Just like by tzitzis, lechatchila, if you go to a place where there are no tzitzis, you have to go to a different city. There's no kasha. Why don't they just go to a different city? They didn't go because they were completely pater. In a sada, the Magen Avraham holds, you're completely pater. Otherwise, they would have had to go to a different city, because even by tzitzis, you have to go to a different city. If It came about because of Pshiya. So again, we had Akasha the Magen Avram. Magen Avram on one hand said that by Tzitzis, you don't have to go Me'ir Le'ir. By Tzitzis, you don't have to go from city to city to get Tzitzis. So he said, if that's true, then what's his raya that Nesada, you're Pater from Sukkah? It could be that in a Sadeh you're really Chayiv in Sukkah, and the reason they didn't build this, they didn't wear Makai in the midst of Sukkah, is because they didn't have the materials there and they weren't obligated to go from city to city. So it must be, but really in principle, according to the Magen Avraham, we would have to say that in a Sadeh you are Chayiv to make a Sukkah. They just didn't have the materials. And the Magen Avraham holds that you don't have to go from city to city. But if you have the materials, then you're chayav to build a sukkah. There's no raya that the sada paters you in sukkah. So why does the Magen Avraham say the sada does pater you in sukkah? So the answer is, from these gedolei hador. Because if Sada wasn't a complete tour of Sukkah, they would have had to go from city to city. If they didn't have the materials, they would have had to go elsewhere. Why didn't they have to go elsewhere? Why would they have had to go elsewhere? Because they brought the onus upon themselves. Why'd you bring the onus upon yourself? You have to go from city to city. And they didn't. By Tzitzis, you don't have to, because they're talking about where you didn't bring the onus upon yourself. When you bring the onus upon yourself, you have to go from city to city. Why did they not go from city to city? It must be because the Sada Pater Zula Gamre, and that's the Raya of the Magen Avraham. Umayushav Gamkein Mashik Shesi Mehadam Rinan Birosh Hashanah Debahayu Lufanav Shtei Ayaras Halchim Amakim Shetokim Dasa Mayri Shana Yachalit Kor Beiro Mnei Shano Baki Bitkiyos Ubrachos. So we brought a raya that what? There are two cities in front of you. One they're blowing shofar, the other one they're saying the brachas of davening. Which one should you go to? Should you go to the brachas of davening or shofar? You go to a place with the blowing shofar. Why do you have to go anywhere? Why do you have to go from city to city? According to the Magen Avraham, when you don't have tzitzis, you don't have to go from city to city. The answer is because you know why there's no one blowing in your city? Because there's no one who's baki b'tkiyos u'brachos. That's why there's no davening and no blowing like it says in Shulchan Aruch. And such a case isn't considered onus, it's considered pshia. Like we say in Makas, Omer Mutter is Karv Lemezid, because you should have learned. If somebody thinks something is Mutter, but it's really not, he's Omer Mutter. He's not considered, it's Karv Lemezid, because you should have learned. Here also, you should have learned how to blow the shofar. So this is Karov Lemezit. This is no good. This is not considered onus. So there you really do have to go from city to city. So it could be that normally, if there's no onus, you don't have to go from city to city. But if it's Karov Lemezit that it's your fault, then you do have to go from city to city. And that's the case the Gemara is talking about. They should have learned how to blow shofar. They should have learned how to say the brachas. And that also explains what we learned earlier, that the Bnei HaKfarim would go to the ear to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Why? Because why are you living in a city, in a kfar, in a village, where there's going to be no Kriyas HaTorah? You know, lechatchila, there's no Kriyas HaTorah. So, if you're going to live in a place where there's no Kriyas HaTorah, you have to go to the city to hear Kriyas HaTorah. Because that's Pshia. That you're living in a place where there's no Kriyas HaTorah. But in a chinami, if b'mikre it would happen that you can't be Mekayim a mitzvah, you don't have to go to a different city. Normally you can, and that's the case we're dealing with here, right? The Shaila is in Budapest, where there was only Arba Minim there. In other cities there is. Normally they did have, but because of the extenuating circumstances, they didn't have the Arba Minim. You would have to go from city to city. So only if you're machnis yourself alone, as a person lives in a kfar, and there's going to be no Kriyas HaTorah, because let's say there are not enough people there, there's not a minion of people, So since they're putting themselves in a case of ones, they have to do everything they can to get themselves out of the ones. And therefore they have to go to a city to hear the Kriya. But normally, if normally you're able to be Mekayim the mitzvah, and there are extenuating circumstances you can't, you're pater. So that is the conclusion of Siman Aleph. Again, we skipped some of it. And you can look inside. Again, Dvar Yeshua Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. And now in Siman Beis, he continues to be Marich, Siman Beis, Siman Gimel, Siman Dalet, Siman Hei, v'chule. So Mirtz Hashem, in future Shiurim, we'd like to be Ma'ayin in these fascinating tshuvas. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.